Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the working stiff of free speech, because a lot of us are working stiffs. A lot of us are. And I'm one. Jeremy's one. A lot of the other hosts are working stiffs. Now, I'm not gonna shill for RBN today. I have done that every day, except maybe one or two, since I've been on the network. Nobody told me to shill for RBN. I did it automatically. I'd listen to shows. I'd listen to other shows, like Mike Rivera's show. He just got right on into it. He would shill in the middle of the show, but he got right on into it. That was just something automatic for me, and I've always done it. There's been a few shows where I haven't, for whatever reason. Maybe it's a special show, Goyim's Choice Awards. Maybe it's broadcasting live from the Capitol on January 6th. I wasn't in the studio that day. I was in the field. I was a correspondent in the field. But basically, every day I come on and I shill for bucks for RBN, because it's important. But I'm not doing that today. I'm not going to give out the number. I'm not going to give out the website. I'm not doing that today. You know, I'm a working stiff, and I started doing the daily radio with David Duke in September 2012. So it's been over 11 years already. And I did a lot of stuff before. I did a lot of stuff before then. I've been doing stuff for a long time. I've been writing. I've been speaking. I was teaching, of course. I was teaching, doing a lot of stuff. But, you know, the radio, the thing is, and I think it's kind of a shame, David, I liked his show when it first started. He had Kevin McDonald on every week. He had Adrian Salbucci from Argentina on. He was interesting. He had Dr. James Thring from Britain. He was interesting. He had a lot of interesting people on. He had a woman named Catherine on his health and wellness shows. The health and wellness shows were pretty good. He had good shows. Then he got me. And you know something? I didn't try to elbow these people out, but I was just easy. I was working. I had a full-time job, but, you know, I could take an early lunch. It would be lunch hour for me. I'd just go and, so I was available, and Dr. Duke stopped, he just got lazy, and he stopped having other people on. I think that was a mistake for him, but what's done is done. I started doing his show like four times a week. Even when he had guests, well, here's the thing. So I had a full-time job for a couple of years, but I broke with that for reasons I don't need to go into. Difference of opinion with the board of directors. And I started working for myself, independent businessman. But part of what I was doing, I also was doing David's show behind the scenes. Even when he had guests, I was doing it behind the scenes, doing an awful lot. And it did take away from my ability to earn a living. And I got to the point where 2017, 2018, probably 2019, yeah, 2019, I was doing live radio. I was doing live radio 22 hours a week, live radio. Now, that will interfere with your ability to make a living. But for me, it was important, and I did it and did it. But I started going into debt, and it was hard. I feel a sense of responsibility, so it was hard for me. But the storm front went from 2 hours to one. That helped. And then I weaseled my way out of Mark Collett's show, the, what is it called? The, Patriotic Weekly Review, and that was I felt bad not supporting Mark Collett's show when he was supporting my show, but I just couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't do it. It was live. It was interfering with, it had to be live. By that time, I'd started taping my own show, which helped a bit, because I could tape it at night and it didn't interfere in the daytime. But it got rough. And then, but eventually, so I weaseled my way out of that. And then Stormfront, because of Don Black's health, Stormfront got canceled. I also stopped helping David behind the scenes. I stopped booking his guests for him. I still go on his show pretty often, but I stopped doing it from a desk because I ain't got no time to sit behind a desk. So I stopped doing that. Now, the thing is, there have been times when I thought, well, it would be great if I could make some money doing this. But I gave up on that long ago. And the thing is, I just put more time into business. And I am digging myself out of the debt. So that's good. And I'm not gonna ask for money. I'm not gonna ask you all for money. I've on a daily basis, not today, but on a daily basis, I shill for RBN. And for a while I was shilling for Co-Certified, which was totally my sponsor. But they underwent a change of management, so I don't shill for them anymore. The thing is, like, I go through a fair amount of money because I travel a lot. I travel a lot domestically, travel a lot overseas. My business, it has a fair overhead. So, I don't ask for money. I don't ask for money. I try to work as hard as I can and pay the bills. And that's what, as far as I know, I think Mike Rivero, he might have gotten some income from his website. It wasn't enough, but he was getting income from his website. I don't know about the other hosts. I don't know if the other hosts are able to make any money off of doing this. In general, we just contribute the time because we all feel it's important. And then I don't know about the other hosts, except I do know about Jeremy. And Jeremy is a working stiff. And he is asking for help with car, he says car repairs, a truck. He's a painter and he's good at what he does, but he has spent a lot of time doing his show, doing my show. For a while he was doing David Duke's show too, but it was in the middle of the workday and he just couldn't, it was too much in the middle of the workday. He needs a transmission. All right. He's not asking for a lot of money. If I were asking for money, I'd have to ask for a lot of money because I have a lot of overhead. His overhead's not nearly as high, and you should donate to his GoFundMe or his Cash App. You should do that. Because he's not asking for much. He's asking for very little, but it's important. He has done so much for RBN. He's done so much for my show. So I want you to go to his page on republicbroadcasting.org. Go to it. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see hosts and schedule. You'll see a tab at the top, hosts and schedule. Go to that. Scroll down, you'll see In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky, and then you'll see his GoFundMe. It's https://gofund.me/1b87c78f. You'll see it there. Or he has a Cash App, if you know how to do that. I don't know how to do a Cash App, but it's $JeremyFromKY. And if you want to send a check or money order, you can contact him at patrickandjeremyshow@yahoo.com. Okay, so today I'm shilling for Jeremy because it's important. Okay, get him his transmission, and then he can paint and he can continue his work on RBN. And besides, He cares about your immortal soul, all right? He does. And maybe you don't care, but I think that's important. All right? So do that. Okay, we are going to go over now to... What? Do you hear something, Mr. T? What is that?
Shoes. There's something tricky about them. These Jews don't think they're white, and as far as I know, wanna flood us with the world of their soul. These Jews we support plunge us into war. These Jews don't like you. Nothing right about them. These Yids are paranoid and sure as hell the toys want to holocaust their girls and boys. We gave them our country unwittingly. These Jews could kill you, could kill.
Oh God, you're so anti-Semitic. It's like another Holocaust.
Strikes again. You really never know. By the way, that is based on the 1976 song called This Song by George Harrison, which he wrote in response to having been sued because My Sweet Lord sounded too much like, oh, he got sued by the people. The Shondells or something, who sang He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine. It had the same chord structure and a similar melody. But, you know, it also was very, very simple. And whatever. Okay, I'm not going to shill directly now, but what I am going to say is that it's really, really important. Like, okay, so RBN, we've got these hosts. RBN's not charging the hosts anything. It's also not paying the hosts anything. And we're trying to get the people to donate. Why is it important? This is why it's important. We are truly an independent voice. Not that we're always right, but when you, like, I get a lot of my information from Alexander Mercurius. Now, Alexander Mercurius is relatively high profile. He gets on YouTube. He's on YouTube. He has his show on YouTube. And he uses formats and venues which would not be available to him if he talked about Jews. And so he can't talk about Jews. The people in the big, it's almost impossible to earn a living if you talk about Jews, okay? It's really, really tough. Certainly, and when I say earn a living, I don't mean earn a living by talking about Jews. I mean earn a living if you talk about Jews. Oh, I mean, like, high profile enough. But certainly you can't make money by talking about Jews. It's hard enough making money while talking about Jews. And it's the most important thing. They are the central organ, the central organizing feature of world politics. It's Jewish power. Now things are changing. But even as they're changing, you know, very few people are willing to talk about directly. Scott Ritter has gotten pretty daggone close. I mean, he's kind of smashing through the doors. He's kind of crossing the Rubicon from which there is no return. But others, he's on the verge of it. But it's really tough. And people who... one person who's been able to do it is Nick Fuentes. He is making a money. He built his own platform. Now, one reason he can do it, though, is because he lives in his parents' basement, or he lives with his parents, and I guess the studio's in the basement. So he works from his parents' basement. So he was able to, because he was young, because he doesn't have a family to support, because he could live in with his parents, which I completely approve of. I mean, I'm not saying this in any way to demean him, what he's done. I think it's outstanding what he's done. You know, he had been on, what was he on? He was on one of these live streaming forums. I don't know anything about live streaming, but he was on a forum. He got kicked off and had to build his own platform, and he did. And he built a platform. He takes super chats, so he's able to. I don't know what his revenue is, but I listen to these. I listen to the super chats, and you hear ding, so and so sent $3 and makes a comment. Ding, so and so sends $10 and makes a comment. Well, I've never added it up, but he makes enough, and his overhead is, for his own support, is relatively low because he lives with his parents and he doesn't have a wife or children. He does have employees.
Granada, tierra soñada por mí. Cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de...
A attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Makes a comment. Well, I've never added it up, but he makes enough, and his overhead is for his own support is relatively low because he's lived with his parents, and he doesn't have a wife or children. He does have employees. I mean, I don't know what the budget is, and I don't care. So I'm glad he's able to do that because he can work full time on it. But here's the thing: very, very few people can work full time on it. And meanwhile, Jews have an enormous amount of people working full time on their agenda, in academia, in the media, in their think tanks, in their nonprofits, their so-called nonprofits. They've got just billions and billions of dollars to push their narrative. And then, you know, you look at somebody like David Duke, who has been able to make a career of this and devote himself to it full-time, one of very few. He's been thrown in jail for it. For what, was he in prison for a year and a half? And, you know, he didn't get rich doing it. But he's gotten by. But very, very few people. Very few people. And so, but you do have people who are able to make a living by saying weird things, you know, there's a lot of weird people who talk about weird stuff. David Icke, who, you know, he borders on talking about the Jews, but it's not really the Jews. It's the, what is it, Rothschild Zionists, right? So it's kind of deflecting away. Alex Jones has made a ton of money, but he makes a ton of money by not talking about the Jews, right? He makes a ton of money by talking about the Chaikoms and the Nazis and all this stuff. So there's a lot of money out there in influencing people's opinion. There's a lot of money, except if you're really getting to the heart of it. All right. Okay. So, but that's in America. Now, the thing is, America and Britain, where white people live, is not the only country in the world. You actually can talk about Jews in Japan or Korea or China, as long as you're not talking about them on platforms they control. I mean, you can't go to Japan and start talking about Jews on YouTube, or you'll get kicked off. There's a lot of things you can't do, but then there's the Muslim world, which is like practically a quarter of the, you know, one out of five people. What is the population of the Muslim world? It grows fast. And there's a lot of, I mean, the noticing is off the charts there. So, all right, anyway, let's move on. Let's do some news. All right, so this is from RT, November 1st. Civilian casualties in Gaza don't matter. Top U.S. senator. They're talking about Lindsey Graham. To describe him as a top U.S. senator, I always thought he was a bottom. Anyway, Lindsey Graham insists no amount of Palestinian deaths should make the Washington put the brakes on Israel. That's what it says. It says make the Washington. Russians don't really know how to use articles very well. Anyway, the U.S. should stand by Israel in its campaign against Hamas, no matter how heavy a toll it takes on the civilian population in Gaza, Senator Lindsey Graham has argued. He likened Israel's military operation against the militants to the Allies' struggle against Nazi Germany and Japan during World War II. I'd have to agree with him, actually, because, you know, in World War II, Nazi Germany and Japan were the good guys. Okay, and we're on the wrong side. Okay, in an interview with CNN on Tuesday, Graham was asked if there was a threshold for him after which he would start questioning Israel's tactics. The Republican replied in the negative, saying there is no limit as to what Israel should do to the people who are trying to slaughter the Jews. The Jews! Yeah, Graham. You know, and then it goes on, mentions, soon after Hamas's deadly attack on Israel last month, Washington scrambled to provide its long-standing ally, its best friend forever, with additional defense aid worth billions of dollars. The U.S. has also deployed two aircraft carriers and other naval assets, a squadron of F-16 fighter jets, air defense systems and 900 troops to the Middle East. I'm sure it's a lot more. Saying this increased military presence should serve as a deterrent to other states.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Two aircraft carriers and other naval assets, a squadron of F-16 fighter jets, air defense systems, and 900 troops to the Middle East. I'm sure it's a lot more. Saying this increased military presence should serve as a deterrent to other states tempted to join the conflict. Well, I tell you who's not scared already is Yemen. Yemen, which it doesn't even border Israel. It's many hundreds of miles away, but it's sending its missile. They got some missiles, and they're striking at Israel. So that's interesting. All right, then you've got the UN Human Rights Office in New York. Its director, Craig Mohieber. I don't know what kind of name that is, but Craig is just a regular American name, so I don't know who he is. Described Israel's actions in Gaza as a, quote, textbook case of genocide, unquote. And the, quote, wholesale slaughter of the Palestinian people rooted in an ethno-nationalist settler colonial ideology, unquote. Well, okay, so he's taking this kind of left-wing view of it, but this is another example. Like, the terminology, an ethno-nationalist settler colonial ideology, this comes out of, like, Jewish critique of Europeans, of white Europeans. But it's being used because anything you wanted to say that was bad about European colonists or settlers or whatever is way worse in the case of Israel. And for one reason is because when you're applying that standard to American pioneers in the 1700s or 1800s or to, I don't know, Afrikaners in the same period of time, even earlier, when you're applying our standards anachronistically to other time periods, because people throughout the ages had been expanding when they were strong, when their populations were growing, they were expanding and they were taking over territory. It certainly wasn't unique to whites or Europeans, not at all. But it's been outlawed in the 20th century, when whites were at their apex of power, they outlawed this. Now, one could say, well, they were at their apex of territorial expansion, so why wouldn't they? Well, because they actually controlled the vast bulk of the earth, and yet when they controlled the vast bulk of the earth, they set up legal systems which actually wound up protecting were at the disposal of Africans and Asians and others in order to protect their own sovereignty and independence. Anyway, whatever. We're going to move on. Here's something. So the Congress, the first order of business for new House Speaker, whatever his name is, Johnson, was money for Israel. And what he wanted to do, his plan, was to... the administration had sent a, like, $106 billion aid package or spending package to the Congress, and I think it broke down like $60 billion for Ukraine, $16 billion or so for Israel, the Israel conflict. I mean, no matter what you want to say about it, it's a lot smaller. This is a much smaller area with much smaller populations doing the fighting. It had some billions for Taiwan because they want to do the war in Taiwan. And then it had a token amount for border security, as if. I mean, you've got the Biden administration, the Mayorkas Homeland Security Department, paying their own agents to cut holes in the razor wire that's put up by the state of Texas, right? So, I mean, funding border security when our border guards are literally escorting illegal aliens into the country and giving them money and food and whatnot and bus tickets and sending them into the interior. What's the fund? Well, anyway, so Johnson, because he knows there is Ukraine fatigue, that people are getting sick of Ukraine, including, I think, he himself. But everybody in Congress is gung-ho on Israel because they're our best friend forever. They're our greatest ally. Israel doesn't need us. We need Israel. And that's why we have to give them money when they're in their need, because they don't need it. But we need to give them, because that's a need. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So he wants to separate the money and send Biden a package or a bill of aid for Israel. Well, Biden's really Biden doesn't like Netanyahu, and nobody likes Biden. Biden doesn't like a lot of people. He doesn't like Netanyahu, and his big thing is Ukraine. So, and he knows that if you separate out the money, if you send Israel the money now, Ukraine's not going to get its money. If Congress has to vote on aid for Ukraine now, especially $60 billion, no, it's not going to happen. The only way to get the money to Ukraine is to tie it to money to Israel, because everybody in Congress wants to send money to Israel. Oh my gosh, that is what you do with money, is just send it to Israel. No questions asked, even though you know what the answer to the question is. What's the answer to the question? We're going to kill a lot of Gazans indiscriminately. That's the answer. So you don't ask the question. Anyway, Biden is indicating that he would veto an aid bill for Israel. So, you know, things are actually really, really falling apart. They're falling apart. And if you listen to the Engelbert Poindexter song about these Jews, you know, it's writing these songs is kind of hard, especially on the spur of the moment. These Jews could be pushed into the sea. Well, it's not like people are really going to push them into the sea. I mean, it's not like Jews are going to be standing on the beaches and then Arabs are going to come up and push them. Actually, you know, have you ever been pushed into the sea? Because it's kind of fun, right? You're standing on the beach, some guy pushes you and you fall back into the waves. And, you know, it's a Mediterranean Sea. Getting pushed into the Mediterranean Sea would be kind of fun, right? That's called a fun day at the beach. It really makes no sense when they talk about being pushed into the sea, right? It's just rhetoric. It's just rhetoric. It's not serious. Because to be literally pushed into the sea is fun. Have you ever been to the beach? I have. I love the beach. Anyway, I just got to make sure that when I go into the ocean that I don't have my cell phone in my pocket, because it gets lost that way. It's happened before. Okay, we're back. And I just want to say, you know, I'm bitching about the Jews all the time, kind of nonstop bitching about the Jews. They make it easy. Look at what's going on in the world. Okay, so obviously you've got this behavior by these Jews in Israel who are announcing that the genocide, the ethnic cleansing of Gaza, and it's genocide even, it's completely okay because of the Holocaust. It's completely okay with them because, you know, of Amalek and their religious views. And the world is shocked. Scott Ritter, he's went off on them bigly recently. The world is absolutely shocked. But it's not just this. Of course, their attitude towards Gaza has... And towards Palestine, this is nothing new. You look at Ukraine, which was already bringing us to the verge of World War III. And who runs Ukraine? It's a Jew. Who runs the policy, the American policy towards Ukraine, which is even more important? It's Jews, you know. It's Blinken and Victoria Nuland, first and foremost. Victoria Nuland. It's a Jewish agenda. Look at us being invaded in the southern border, and it's a massive invasion. And who's in charge of the southern border? It's Alejandro Mayorkas, but it goes way beyond him because, of course, it started long before him. But you look at the role of the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. You look at the role of Emanuel Seller in sponsoring the 1965 Immigration Act, and Jacob Javits. You look at the role of Chuck Schumer in setting up the immigration lottery system. You look at the role of the Jewish media in all of this. The invasion of the United States of illegal and legal immigrants. It's completely a Jewish affair. Here's an article on Press TV. It's their head lead article right now. World Today, united against U.S. more than ever. Well, this is, you know, this is a Iranian military chief saying this. So, you know, it could be rhetoric, but it's true. Nick Fuentes was making this point a couple of days ago in his podcast, where he was, his live stream, whatever you want to call it, where he was showing the maps of the countries that 20 months ago, had voted with the United States against Russia in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the wake of that, there was a General Assembly resolution condemning Russia that was supported by the United States. And, about countries representing about half the world's population abstained, but there was only 8 countries that voted against it, and then the rest of the countries were voting for it. So all but eight countries were either abstaining or voting for it. They were either on the side of the United States or being neutral. And then he showed the map of the General Assembly resolution from a couple days ago that was condemning Israel, and it was, the United States was voting against it. There was only 14 countries, including the United States, including Israel, that voted against it. So the world completely flipped, and these countries that were, at least the countries that were voting with Russia, the 8 countries that were voting with Russia in that first resolution, were countries that people could identify. You know, even if they're bad at geography, they know what Syria is, they know what North Korea is, that, you know, they know, most people know Belarus, they know Nicaragua, they're countries that they know. In amongst these 14 countries, the Marshall Islands, does anybody know that's a country? Nauru, which has, last time I checked, 8,000 people. It's the smallest country in the UN. It was just a little island that had bird droppings on it, and the bird droppings are good fertilizer. And so it had a very nice standard of living, those 8,000 people, the phosphorus from the bird droppings was mined. The proceeds got invested, and now they just live off the proceeds from that, plus, I guess, aid from Australia or whatever. Those are the countries. I mean, is that the coalition that we want? Is that the coalition that we want? United States, Israel, Nauru, and the Marshall Islands, and Fiji, and Papua New Guinea, where you still got people running around naked except for these, like, spiky things they put over their penises that make it look like they've got nonstop erections. Those are our allies. Anyway, it's all flipped. But you look at this, you know, crisis. I mean, the immigration is ripping our country apart. It absolutely is. You got the Ukraine war, you've got the Israel war, and you could add in trannyism and gayness and all this other stuff, and it's all Jews. It is all Jews. It's just objectively, these are all Jewish priorities. They would not be happening if it wasn't for Jews. Of course, there are goyim who they've gotten on their sides, but not. The point is, would these things be happening if it wasn't for Jewish power? And no, they wouldn't. But it's ultimately self-destructive. They are bringing everything down on them. They're bringing the world against them. And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. But who's in the crossfire? We are. Because our country is being destroyed in the process. It's being absolutely destroyed in the process. Well, it could be worse. It could be the entire world being destroyed in the process. And that might happen. I mean, there's the Samson option. There's just world or a general World War III. And so here's the thing. There are...
Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640, in Germania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma...
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well,
destroyed in the process. It's being absolutely destroyed in the process. Well, it could be worse. It could be the entire world being destroyed in the process, and that might happen. I mean, there's the Samson option. There's just a world or a general World War III. And so here's the thing. There are Jews who are alarmed at this, right? You had Jews, I think including Jewish Voice for Peace, who were protesting in the Capitol a week or two ago. Let me get you the news on this. Okay, not in our name. 400 arrested at Jewish-led sit-in at New York City's Grand Central Station demanding Gaza ceasefire. Now, these are good people. But here's the thing. All this can happen because of Jewish power. And Jewish power can happen because it's unmentionable. The essence of Jewish power is the ability to stifle the discussion of Jewish power. So these people, I applaud them shutting down Grand Central Station and what they're doing. It does give Goyim a little bit to go on saying, well, look, these are Jews who are doing it. But at the end of the day, what we need is Jews to start doing a Kanye West, Jews to start not just decrying a particular result from Jewish power, and in this case, I mean, a lot of these people, frankly, are not opposed to Jewish power. They want Jews to continue running things, but they just recognize that Jewish behavior is so outrageous right now that it's going to bring attention to Jewish power, and so they're actually trying to avoid that. Anyway, here's this is a transcript from Democracy Now. Amy Goodman, who is very much a Jewish supremacist, who's always been pushing Jewish guests. I mean, I can remember I used to watch this show, and she would have these people on from all over the world, but when you'd look at them, you know, often she'd introduce somebody as Iranian. Well, they were Iranian Jew. She'd be introducing somebody as Chilean. Well, they were a Chilean Jew. There was this one crazy eye guy who she would always introduce as leading the largest foreign-run labor union in Japan. Well, he was a Jew, and guess what? There really aren't any. To the extent there's a foreign-run labor union in Japan, it's like somebody's pet project. How many members does it actually have, Amy? But she would do that, because she's always promoting Jews. Israel is intensifying its Arab... Well, okay, whatever. I'm not going to read from that. Actually, I'm just going to stop it right here. I'll be back in a second. Okay, well, that's the end of the show. So, I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.